This is Shai Franklin with The Bottom Line on Our Salon Radio, tuning out the noise, putting our cards on the table. You can follow me on Twitter, at Shai Franklin, S-H-A-I-F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. On a moral and emotional level, it's hard to object to this week's missile strikes against the airbase where Syria's Assad regime staged a horrific chemical weapons attack on its own population. In my heart, I wish Barack Obama had responded to Assad's previous chemical weapons attack 4 years ago, as Trump just did. But first, there would have been serious consequences, not least of them to U.S. forces in the necessary follow-up to remote-control cruise missile attacks. The only way to responsibly secure chemical weapons stockpiles is with boots on the ground. Another caveat is that while Obama avoided broader action against Assad's ongoing massacres of Syrian civilians with or without chemical weapons, the resulting international agreement did succeed in halting Syria's use of specialized chemical weapons. Until this past week, that is. For months, Trump has insisted that Syria is no concern of the United States as long as Assad and Russia and Iran have ISIS on the run. And just this past week, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson indicated the U.S. government wouldn't object to Bashar Assad's continued rule as long as the longtime dictator, second generation, continues to enjoy the dubious support of his embattled and frightened people. In other words, Trump gave a green light to Assad and to Russian President Vladimir Putin to do as they please. And so they did. While it is plausible that Trump was genuinely disgusted by the inhumanity of a deliberate attack with chemical weapons, it is also inconceivable that it would have occurred in the first place without Trump's broad retreat from international leadership and his specific handoff of Syria to butchers like Assad and his patrons. The bottom line here, Obama's disappointing agreement on chemical weapons was working until Trump effectively washed his hands. So I won't condemn Trump for this missile attack, but nor will I applaud him for his wanton disregard for consistency and strategy, which has given new license to our adversaries in Syria and beyond. Republicans went after President Bill Clinton for his pre-9/11 attempt to eliminate Osama bin Laden, complaining at the time that he was merely trying to distract attention from the Monica Lewinsky scandal. How different our world would be today. Yesterday, however, Trump was facing a long list of scandals and failures, more than any president ever, without a single legislative accomplishment, and with record-low approval ratings. So, forgive me if I'm also a little skeptical about this sudden moral stand. He certainly has a lot to distract us from. Just as my gut tells me to applaud the U.S. attack, it is also hard to argue that we had any authority under international law to act unilaterally without express consent from the United Nations Security Council under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. You might say, we don't need the Security Council to do what's right, to do what we want to do, but then you can't come back and tell me that we're acting in accordance with international law, we're in Syria to uphold international obligations, responsibility to protect. You're either acting under international law or you're not acting under international law. Let's face it. Donald Trump became president on an isolationist America First platform, and after pulling the United States out of sweeping trade and climate agreements and undermining NATO's premise of collective security, he suddenly awoke to the outrage of chemical weapons use and transformed into the world's policeman. What a familiar term. And let's face this. Many of the same Republicans who today rally behind Trump's missile attack opposed authorizing Barack Obama to use force under almost identical circumstances and many, many Syrian deaths ago. Trump objected to any attack on Syria back then and demanded Obama first seek consent of Congress. Trump's sudden about-face is less than principled, and it is also several months late, possibly too late. At the very least, let's stop trying to frame Obama as the weak-willed appeaser of Assad and Putin. Trump could spend the balance of his White House tenure dodging around the world, trying to recoup U.S. credibility and political capital, and he still won't get us back to the diminished global standing Obama had managed to rebuild following 8 years of Cowboy Bush. President Bush squandered the American era and the world's post-9/11 goodwill when he invaded Iraq with no plan and no international imprimatur. For all his blunders and self-aggrandizement, Trump still has a chance to fix some of the damage. While I doubt he has the stamina or discipline to see this through, only time will tell. And he gets to be president for the next 3.5 years, at least. Finally, as much as we are all outraged by the use of chemical weapons against families, what about the 500,000 Syrians who have been killed mostly without chemical weapons, and the majority of them by Assad's forces and his allies, including Russia, which only started killing Syrians after Trump's election? And what about the millions more who have become refugees or are internally displaced? What of their ongoing horror? If the Trump administration belatedly comes around to our nonviolent obligations and we resume welcoming thoroughly vetted refugees from the very mayhem we claim to be fighting, some of them from the earlier chemical attacks, then the rest of the world won't be quite as hesitant about continuing to fulfill its own obligations. After years of carnage in Syria, after years of having it on our TV screens and in our Twitter feed, Trump saw no problem with turning off U.S. leadership and slamming the door in the face of the survivors, who are just as much children of God, to use his words, as the recent victims who so moved him to use of force. Will this president step up beyond the most recent show he's watched on TV? Will he come before the Congress and lay out a plan that he will stick to? Will he use morality and freedom as more than window dressing? We'll have to stay tuned. And please stay tuned to Our Salon Radio and The Bottom Line. This is Shai Franklin. Thanks for listening.